Thank you for being here, and thank you very much for inviting me to speak. I'm very excited about the future of the world, and I think when we really get down to it, most people are. The opportunity for people to be passionate about the work that they can particularly do means that they will be doing the whole world that they were before. I think we have a question on all of our work. How are we going to transition people into the future of work? So I'm going to take you back to 2 years ago, and almost by accident, it seems as though I've been working on the skills that we're all going to need in the future, ever since I made my very first transition, which is, by the way, only 1 year to 2 years ago. So I started my professional life as a classical ballet dancer. That's why I'm standing here and sitting on stage rather than behind the lectern. But making that transition made me consider what are my transferable skills? What do I have that I could potentially take to a very, very different audience? I discovered that I had something around presence and communication, even though at the time it was nonverbal. And I also discovered that a lot of people in business really wanted to develop. So I found that there were an amazing amount of wonderful coaches that had come from the performing arts that could come together and work in an ensemble to help people find their pockets, to find their communication skills, and actually to find their presence. And in today's world, we think about the amount of distraction, the time for work that we seem to all be doing, that concept of presence is really going to be very important. So how could I take an amazing group of coaches all living in Australia and work globally? Again, I found that collectively we could do more than individually. And I think that's the real clue to the way that we need to work going forward. There are incredible people out there doing incredible things, but if we find a way to bring them together, it can really mobilize change. So 15 years ago, we started to work globally by working in organizations and finding people who potentially weren't leaders at the time, but had the ability and had the determination to become leaders of the future. So we started working with these cultural champions, and we were given 5 days at a time to take people on a transformational journey. So that they too had the confidence to be able to stand up and deliver personal development. What we saw was people made an incredible transition from invisible to visible. Perhaps from not being heard to being heard. To really embodying what it's going to take for all of us to transition into the future of work. They found their community. So, fast forward now to 2016, and as I said to my team, the world is really changing, and it seems as though there's not a lot of time for people to find these new skills. Wouldn't it be amazing if we created an opportunity for people to step back, to go forward, into the future of work, which was at that point 4 years away? We knew that there were incredible amounts of investment and energy needed to start up jobs. Of course, many innovation labs were also being developed, oftentimes that employees never got to go into because it was behind a closed door at that time. But there was nothing for all of those people who were right in the middle. They're not in a start-up lab. They're not in an innovation lab. They are in transition. So we came up with this concept of transition hub. Now, what happens at a transition hub? Well, we bring the energy of the startup hub, we bring the creativity of the innovation hub, and we give that to people as a transformation team. We bring coaches together rather than working one to one with people. actually work as an ensemble and to take people to a size of the community. Now, that's not the only way that we're going to change some people in the future world, but I want to make the point that if people are going to find their freedom and they're going to be more confident to do more human things, better communication, better collaboration, to be more creative, to be more confident, not to be less anxious, then we really have to give people time. I think we have a wonderful opportunity as we move into 2020. Let's call it the conscious decade. We are very conscious about our environment. We've got young people coming into the workforce. They're very conscious about the impact that they're going to have. They want to do meaningful work. They want to work collaboratively. And they want to make those micro transitions, perhaps within their own organization, to have different experiences rather than having to do the leapfrog across a lot of different organizations, even though that's what we hear a lot of people do. So, giving people time to actually discover the self-awareness, their ability to be able to get on the street and do this to present. Not to be in fear of being heard, and to know that they have something that potentially is going to help someone else. So, transition itself is a concept. It's a concept that I would ask the board to think about. Would there be a place in your own organization to give people that chance to step back to go forward? As roles are being automated, and AI will probably take the place. A lot of mundane tasks, repeatable tasks, things that people are not going to need to do anymore. We are going to have a humanized workforce that's excited about their opportunity rather than anxious about losing their job. So it's a really wonderful way of choosing people in your organization that can make a contribution to the world. But we're going to have to stop the bus. We're going to have to allow people to have that moment to really find their confidence, to find the ability to be able to communicate and to do things that they perhaps never had the chance to do before. So it's a very exciting time. If we think about re-energizing our workforces, people do want to feel good about what they're doing. They want to feel good about what they can do together. If you think about people reimagining their future, people need to know what their paid service skills are. I was very lucky. I worked that out and found that by experimenting, I could bring my paid service skills in the journey. I think that there are few people at the moment that have the time to really think about what could I be doing. So if you're thinking about redeploying the staff of the different roles as the roles of today are being renewed, or you're thinking about perhaps having to resize and some people that we need to exit, this is going to be a wonderful opportunity for us to really think about how can we help people reimagine their future in the future world. So really thinking about the needs that we need to make this transition, but thinking about it at scale. So having people that potentially are teachers within the organization. All of us will become learners. But perhaps that we can teach opposite role, something to teach and something to learn. Not just leaders, not just learning development, not just HR, but taking care of the traditional needs. Let's mobilize all of those people that we have in the organization that potentially can become the transition teachers. It's a very exciting role, and what we discover is that people, perhaps who have never met each other before, can spend some time together and start to spark ideas for each other. It's wonderfully exciting to see people leaving a week-long accelerator with a whole new support network. They're no longer going to find their loved ones tears and sadness. As I encourage the loved ones and the children about Jesus and the Christ. I'll leave you with that,